Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I am doing very well. First of all, I know I'm going to get you fined here, but
well, maybe not. maybe not everybody in the league listens to your show.
Yeah, obviously, Jeff Schneider, clearly it was an over and back late in the game. Now, I know it's not playoffs. In the last 2 minutes, every goal is reviewable. Do you think those type of plays sometime in the future are going to be reviewable? Because, you know, that one led directly to Calgary tying the game.
I don't know. You could be being brought into a situation where games could drag on significant amounts. But, I mean, and honestly, those type of things, they're rare that happen. I mean, it was obviously had a big impact on the game because of the time and the clock and, you know, the circumstances. I mean, possession at that point in the game is important, and that obviously should have been our possession. Who knows what happens after that? Maybe we would have scored. You know, maybe we got a shot in a repossession, or chances are all likelihood, though, they would have got a last possession because I think there was about 53, 54 seconds left when it happened. So, but, you know, it was pretty obvious, though, to us what had occurred. And you know, I watched the tape on it yesterday, and their official was standing right there. So how he didn't see it, I don't know. Maybe he thought Jeff had got the ball out of his stick already. But anyway. But, hey, we had our opportunities that game to put it away, and we didn't. And I didn't think we played with the type of urgency we're going to need to play with.
Jeff, stop!
Sorry. Okay, sorry. I'm actually teaching my daughter to drive right now, Jason. Sorry about that. And we almost killed somebody on a moped, but we're okay.
Oh, that good. Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we had our opportunities that game, and you know, I think really at 12-9 on the power play, we could have put the game away, and we didn't, and they had their opportunities late. So, but we need to play with more urgency going forward this weekend, I think, to get prepared for the playoffs.
At times, you know, it seemed to be an emotional game because there wasn't anything on the line other than pride for both teams. You're secured in first place. They were secured in second place. They really changed their game plan, Derek. They went with 6 forwards and 10 defense. And in the first half, they were really cheating, leaving guys early, sending guys out of the D zone the minute you'd shoot the ball. Do you expect if you meet them in the playoffs that they will go with that same format that they had in the first half?
Yeah. Perhaps. I mean, I thought they had a little bit of skill with Dinsdale and Cornwall in the back end. I thought that helped them a little bit that way. And they pushed the tempo pretty hard. And I thought we weren't too bad in transition to D. Actually, they had some opportunities. We had ours too. I just find when we play those guys, there's always a lot of pace and tempo, and both teams like to push it that way. And but having said that, I thought they did a pretty good job on us 5-on-5, too. I didn't think we had our best defensive game. You know, I just didn't think we played with the same urgency and intensity that we play with most of the year. I mean, you know, we let Curtis Dixon get 7, and that just can't happen. And I think when it comes down to a playoff situation, our guys are going to play a lot harder, I believe. And it was a little bit of that, I think, a little bit of just not playing at the
I think we'll need to get a new connection there for Derek. Maybe they went on a bridge. Maybe that moped guy came back through a phone at them. Who knows? interesting. Yeah, Dixon had 7 goals in that game. And Dixon historically, in the first 3 games this year, he barely noticed him. But prior to that, Dixon had gone 7 straight games scoring at least 3 goals every game against the Rush. He'd been a Rush killer for years for the Roughnecks and didn't do much in the first 3 games this year, but exploded for 7. And he's a player who's a guy who has a real shoot-first mentality. He likes to shoot. He's not afraid to shoot. He's not a great passer. And when we get Keenan back, I'm curious, as he's back with us. And Derek, you guys had really limited Dixon, and he's really a shoot guy more than a pass guy. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you would like to see your team attack him differently if you meet in the playoffs?
Absolutely. We have a plan against him, you know, every time we face him, because we figured out over the years that, you know, what he likes to do, and we did not do it all what we're supposed to. We let him get around the top and shoot around feet. And it's a crapshoot when he does that. And some nights, you know, he'll get a few of those off and they're not even close to being a goal, but he picked spots. You know, he picked far side, short side, five hole, and he got those shots off. And we don't typically allow those to happen. We want to take that top side away from him, make him go down the outside wall, and then we can perhaps bring a double team where he's a little bit susceptible to turnover. So we didn't do that at all. I don't think we did. We might have done it once the whole game. We just weren't as intense as we normally are, taking away that top side and allowing him to shoot around feet.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Edmonton Rush, joins us. Derek, this weekend, again, you don't have anything to play for, but I'm guessing as a coach, you're going to try to approach this as a playoff game because you have the bye week, you know, even though you have nothing in the standings. How important is this before? Because, you know, bye weeks are something the NHL hasn't had in a long time. I know you have it in the regular season, and I'm sure you know how it affects your team, good or bad. Do you like the bye week format, or do you think it's better to keep playing?
I'd rather keep playing, but we'll take advantage of it. We are a little bit – we got some guys that could use a break, honestly, but this weekend I think is important. I really think that our guys are going to bring a playoff intensity this weekend. So we're really – I really hope Vancouver brings it because we want a good game. We want to compete level. We want to turn this into our preparation for our first round because then we get a week off. But we need to get back to – playing with urgency, and you know, when we were on our streak and how we played, where you know, we just didn't give a lot up. You know, we didn't get out battled in a lot of areas, and I think just the last couple of games we've been a little bit lacking in that area, that compete level. So we need to bring that tempo back up to playoff atmosphere, and you know, hopefully Vancouver really brings it this weekend and we can have a good battle with them.
Will you try something different on your power play? I noticed you switched out Corey Conway on a few sets, and I don't know if he was just having an off game. He didn't seem to be really in the game. Was that just you trying to get him going?
Yeah, it's been a couple games now where we struggle, and a lot of it's been our point play. Corey's been seems to be getting back to being hesitant for some reason. I don't know why, because he was instrumental in turning our power play around this year when we switched things and put him up there. So. You know what, we'll work on both our left-hand look and our right-hand look. We like Mark up there on occasion, too, because he shoots the ball so well. But at the same time, you know, Corey moves the ball better, moves his feet better. So we got to get him back into doing that. And being more, I think aggressive with the shooting. Like, he's very hesitant, or has been lately, when he's to shoot the ball. And, you know, he's just kind of clutching and not firing right away, and guys are getting sticks in the way. So, you know, moves the ball well, moves his feet well, but he has to be a little more decisive when he's shooting.
When you look at Colorado or Calgary, Derek, will you go down and scout that game, or will you send your coaching staff? What's the plan of attack for the playoffs? So we have guys in the building watching that game?
We'll definitely send we'll have Jimmy will go down and probably Devin Ray, who still does some work for us. We'll have Devin in there. And then, of course, you know, with the technology now and the video, it's pretty good to scout, pretty easy. So we'll get a good handle on, you know. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, we play these teams so often you know, there's not a lot of secrets. I mean, I think Colorado's made some changes. And they made some adjustments in the game, especially defensively. Dylan Ward's playing really well for them. I think that's been the biggest difference for them, is their goaltenders making a lot of saves. But, you know, we played Calgary four times. We played Colorado three times. So, you know, there's a lot of familiarity there. But we'll fine-tune some things and get a practice in before whoever it is we play and move on.
One last one, Derek. Do you feel at all that your team – you know, you mentioned the intensity wasn't there, that maybe guys are now looking towards the playoffs and they're like, okay, you know what, let's just get this season over with?
I think I sense that a little bit, yeah. You know, and maybe it's the product of the 18 games, two extra games. I mean, you know, although we had a great crowd on the weekend. I mean, it was our eighth home game of the season. We had a great crowd, so we're building still on that, and people are starting to, you know, finally understand that we have a pretty darn good thing going there, and they're starting to show up, so that's good. But I think there is a little bit of sense of that, you know, let's get on, let's get on with playoffs, and you know, the second season is upon us. But having said that, from my perspective and a coach's perspective, we want to bring it this weekend because this is our last preparation. And you know what? The guys, to their credit, they talked about that themselves after the game on the weekend. They, you know, right after the game, they talked about need to bring this back up to where we want to be in a couple weeks. So hopefully that happens on Friday.
Well, Derek, continued success on the season and continued success in father driver training one-on-one. Hopefully that goes well.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that. Hey. Hope I didn't scare anybody as much as it scared me.